I read that parable, and there was a line in it that became just a lifeline for me. And it basically is practice the discipline of gratitude. So regardless of how hard the days are, how difficult the decisions are, be grateful. Practice the discipline of gratitude, and that has helped me enormously.
Hillary sees herself as the older brother in the parable. And the way that she talks about it kind of implies that, you know, she's the one who does all the right things. And therefore, it is kind of offensive when the people who make the wrong choices, things end up going okay for them, or we forgive their debts, you know, we forgive their sins and so forth. And then the people who did all the quote unquote the right thing were kind of left holding the bag, paying for other people's sins while not committing any of her own. But the problem with that is that the older brother in this parable is not depicted as the good son. I mean, they're actually both bad sons, but in different ways. We basically have the problem of self-righteous Phariseeism as represented by the older brother, and then we have the problem of, you know, riotous, wanton rebellion as exemplified by the prodigal sons. No matter how good we think we are truly all sinners, and we all need God's forgiveness. That is a way of actually being humble, not saying, I'm the older brother, but I guess I'll begrudgingly have to accept that those younger brothers can't ever get things right, and I'm just going to have to keep paying for it. That's a lot different than saying, I may feel like the older brother, but really I'm the prodigal. My self-righteousness makes me a prodigal, and that is something that I need to repent for as well.